Hey, it's Breathe, Go, Flow time. This is Tracy Warfield, your head cheerleader, and you're in the right place if you're ready to start, jumpstart, or restart living the life of your dreams and flowing with it. What I mean by life of your dreams is the life that you want to show up in, the one that you know you dream about, that you it bubbles up inside of you, the one that you are working towards right now, or the one that you are chiseling your way out of a zone of comfort so that you can manifest, so that you can share it with your family, with your community, so that you can feel authentic, unapologetic unicorn. Whatever that looks like for you, it may not be traveling the world. It may not be making $1 million. It may be having the most amazing, loving family, right? And showing up for that. It could absolutely be the job of your dreams. Whatever it is, right? It's yours. Name it, claim it, show up for it. That's what we're all about here. Listen, welcome to episode 158. Okay, but do you trust yourself? This episode, man, came about because, you know, we're always hearing, and I say it myself, right? Trust the process, right? Whatever we're going through, and often we hear it most when we're going through the mess, right? We're not, a whole bunch of people aren't like, trust the process when it's like, oh, it's going phenomenal, right? We definitely are trusting the process. But when things are maybe hazy or blazy or dark, or we're just not sure, that uncertainty that arises with, you know, showing up and flowing in this life. I know. Yeah, for sure, because I'm living with it. That's when, of course, that phrase pops up. It seems to like highlight, right, in those of us who are walking in the path and walking in the journey of really believing and doing the things that may be hard, really hard, or maybe absolutely, you know, jumping off cliff stuff, right, for our dreams. Well, it's really having that faith and trusting the process. But here's where this comes from, and I won't dive into the whole episode. You got to hold tight, because this is for you. If you ever are like, trust the process, okay, but I don't know if I trust myself in this process, right? The decisions I've made, or how I'm showing up, or, you know, I'm starting to question myself, right? The universe is there, okay, great, but am I doing my part? Am I doing what I'm supposed to do? That doubt starts to, you know, rear its head and want to have a dance with you. So hold tight if you're that person, because I'm just sharing my journey, y'all. Listen, I'm not a clinician. I'm not a therapist. I highly recommend it for sure, right? But that being said, I'm not that. I'm just a person living this journey with you and learning through the practice, right, to show up and practice trust and the things that actually involve trusting myself. So a bit of this is going to be a bit of a ramble. We should call this episode like, okay, but do you trust yourself / ramble? Because I was really thinking about it and like, what do I want to share with them about my process as it continues every day? I'm sitting here in Mexico, you know, thinking about this for the rest of this season's episodes. And I'm sitting in Mexico trusting the process in a lot of ways as well. So hold tight. Because I want to dive into the episode, but a couple of announcements, public service announcements. Hey, a reminder that there's all kinds of Breathe, Go, Flow episodes for you to download, to be inspired, to share, right, with your friends, family, your local barista, I like to say, because they need a lift too. Yeah, they want to be cheered on too. And that's what this community is all about. So download, hit that share button, absolutely hit that subscribe button. I love it when I get new subscribers. Absolutely love to hear from you. And y'all, feedback. Hello, right? Wherever you're listening, I don't care where you listen, as long as you listen, right? I love to get reviews. All of them, absolutely, right? If it's that, you know, messed up, I won't read it. I don't spend my time on that. But absolutely, if it's constructive, I want to hear it. If you are fired up, I want to hear it. Definitely leave that. Yeah. The other thing, a little housekeeping, is that we always take a moment to breathe as we dive into a new episode, because this is your moment whenever you tune in here to just take a moment to recenter, right? I'm a firm believer in what an inhale and an exhale can do. I've learned over the years that we just function so much better when we are breathing fully, right? Mind, body, and spirit, right? We show up most of the time in such a much better, more compassionate, open, clearer. So if we're about to tell you something, you know what I mean by something, it absolutely is coming from a clear space. So know that, yeah? But take a moment wherever you are. Take a hand to your belly, a hand to your heart. If that doesn't work for you, right? If that's too much, right? All you're gonna do here is nothing fancy. You're just gonna close your eyes if that's available to you. Take an inhale through your nose. Open your mouth, let it go with a woosa, right? Man, right? Opening your mouth, smiling. You can't help but smile when you do that. It totally, totally helps you. Now, I'm going to give you a tip on that before we dive into the episode. And that is, if you hold your breath a little bit, in before you let it out, right? Hold it, count it, hold it in, right? It's an interesting thing, right? And then hold it out for a little bit longer. It's a dynamic space, right? The answers are in the silence. It's in the in-between. And so I want you to just practice that a little bit. That being said, let's talk about it. Okay. But you trust the process, or you're saying you do. But part of the process is actually trusting yourself. And I've had to kind of sit with that because, man, there used to be a time when ego was driving everything that I did, right? All the ups and downs and the sideways and, you know, being successful, living a life, much of the time that really was a facade. I talk about it in my episodes, or at least what I thought I should be doing, put it that way, because I didn't know any better. I hadn't really taken time to sit. I didn't know any better that maybe I wanted to do something else. Maybe I wanted to be somebody else. Maybe I wanted to show up all sparkling, glittery in another way. So I didn't know any better. And so ego was driving it. And I was so full of myself, right? Trusting that every decision, whatever it was going to be, even if I was scared, was going to be fabulous because I was fabulous, which, okay. That being said, it didn't always work out like that. There are many, many a wall slide. And if you're not sure what a wall slide is, check previous episodes. Right? A wall slide created this podcast for sure. Yeah. But really, as I've gotten older and as I have started to focus on so many parts of my practice of living this awesome life, right? The practice of sitting, the practice of shutting up. And listening, which, man, y'all, I still have to work on for sure, because so much of my passion and my talent comes through my voice. And so really being super mindful about that. That being said, I've had to really think about it, because there have been times where I'm like shaking because I'm questioning my judgment because it worked out so badly in the past, or because I'm super afraid of what the outcome's gonna be, etc., right? So I'm gonna give you some thoughts and some things that I have learned and I am learning over time about trusting myself. Sometimes it is easier for me because my faith has become stronger because of, you know, listen, the universe just keeps showing up. God, universe, spirit, whatever you wanna call it, right? Just keeps showing up. And I keep showing up, right? And that absolutely is one of the things I'm going to talk about in terms of learning to trust yourself, is actually to reflect and look at how, right, you've already been doing it, and how even when you've made mistakes or you thought was a mistake, how it really, really wasn't, right? And so I won't get into that just yet, but here we go. I already told y'all this was a bit of a ramble, but it's absolutely from a good space. So hang tight with me and I hope you get something out of it. All right, the first things first, right? Learning to trust yourself in the process. One, right, is knowing that it's a practice, right? It's a practice like everything else that we do. It's showing up every day and understanding that you're going to be put in a space, and you're going to put yourself, especially if you're chiseling out of zone of comfort and you are doing things that are absolutely scary and amazing, and you're trying new things, and you're really living your dreams. You're showing up for that vision board for sure. Yes. It's about showing up every day, knowing knowing that you are going to be challenged with uncertainty and you are going to have to make some decisions, right? And that's what life is. It's just a constant series of decisions. Whether I'm going to get up, get out of the bed, if I'm going to brush my teeth or not, right? All the way to if I'm going to stay in this relationship or not, or if I am going to, leave my job or not, or if I'm going to start a business or not, or if I'm going to cut all my hair off my head or not, whatever it is, right? That's what it is. So it's a practice every day. Know that, number one. Number two, right? Learning to trust yourself for me has always been, and when in reflecting back, right? We'll talk about that, has just been a trial and error, right? But being able to, here it is, reflect on the times that you have completely melted down, right? Totally, like, just put yourself in the fire and burned up, right? And the times that you have been like, wow, that actually worked, right? For me, y'all, my favorite thing to do now is when the universe shows up for me and I've trusted myself also to keep walking in my path is like, dang, you're a powerful witch, man. You are so powerful. That's my favorite thing now, is to say that out loud, because I trusted myself, right? But that's because I took a moment and I reflected back on all of the trial and error, right? If you're listening to this podcast, I imagine you are not a child, right? And that you have lived. And that's how we get judgment. That's how we actually really tame fear and doubt. We can just take a moment to have a seat. That's why those few moments in the morning are so powerful, to just reflect on the times of uncertainty or the times that we were doubting ourselves and our judgment, or the times that we were all down in the dark, dim place or going down the rabbit hole of how we messed up and blah, 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 right? And we probably did, right? Or the times where we were actually hitting the ball at the park and it was great, right? Think about it. Take those moments to take some breaths and reflect on that and see how, regardless of what happened, right? Regardless of what happened, yeah, you were still led, right, to where you are now. Trust yourself. Yeah, you're trusting the universe, or you're practicing that with your faith and all of the things that you are doing. Trust yourself that the judgment that you're making in that moment, and here's another thing, is it's leading you to where you need to go, period. Whether it is into a wall slide or it's into the most glorious moments of your life, right? What is for you will never, ever pass you. Man, am I learning that. What, who, where, when is for you will never pass you. It will always be right on time, but it takes a moment of reflection, looking back at trial and error, looking how all that worked out for you to trust yourself in this moment. Listen, you're held by the universe, man. I'm here to tell you, I am in my journey. Y'all, just listen to all the other episodes, but let me tell you, I've walked into some nonsense. I have showed out in the worst of ways and in the best of ways. I have taken leaps, huge leaps of faith, traveling the world on a dime in the beginning, like really being, not knowing if I was gonna have a place to sleep at times in my life, right? When, you know, whatever, right? Absolutely on the other side of that, leaping into roles that I wasn't even sure I knew how to do and being hugely successful, right? Relationships, loving, heart wide open, devastating heartbreak, all the things. And the great news is that what is for you will never pass you. And you made the best judgment call in that moment that you had the capacity to make. There it is. Right? Trust yourself that in that moment, you did what you had in you. You're doing what you have and what you know. That being said, here's another thing of trusting yourself, right? And that is this, yeah? Ditching action overthink. I have a episode about that, right? Where we're just overthinking it, running it through. There's a lot to be said for data. I'm much more of a data person than I used to be. I am a Gemini, y'all know. Gemini type A yogini who wants to dive in or chases butterflies from time to time. But I'm all about absolutely taking a look at the data. But there's a time and there's a place to trust, right? And to dive in. So be very mindful in your practice every day if you are just continuing to run the numbers and run the odds. Does he love me or doesn't he? Right? Let me look back. Should I do this or shouldn't I do this? Right? Absolutely. And then one more thing, or a couple more things. There is a gut feeling. It's a thing. Right? Absolutely. Right? And there is a difference between that gut feeling that is like bubbles of like fear / excitement. Right? And there is another type of gut feeling that's like, this is not for you right now. Right? So maybe you should be doing something else. Now, how I've learned to practice telling the difference is to literally get quiet, remove all the gadgets. And this is a meditation I'm talking about, but literally turn off stuff and just ask, right? Ask myself, ask the universe, what is this, right? What do I need to do right now? What is the next right step, right? To ask and then to sit quietly and to listen. And then when the answer comes, because y'all, it does, trust, right? That whatever happens when you do it, do that or not do that, is what is meant to be. It really is a practice, right? It truly, truly is a practice. The other thing I will say is this: trusting yourself, of course, always starts with loving yourself. And when you love yourself enough and you're in the practice of that, I've got a couple of episodes on loving yourself because it's a practice that I have to dive into every single day. We all do, for sure. And in the last few years, right, absolutely diving into that, walking through a mess that I absolutely helped to make quite a bit of that, but also all of the things that come from that. For sure, right? All of, again, walking into your path that come from that and the outside influences that may or may not be positive that come at you and the inside you that comes at you in the best and also the most challenging of ways. It really is a practice in self-love, loving yourself through all of it, loving yourself enough to trust that when it comes from a space of love, when it comes from a space of gratitude and compassion, again, practice, y'all, practice. I am not on a high mountain. It's the right decision. It is. It just is. When it comes from that space, it is. But however it works out, it just is. Right? So remember that. Okay. I want to hear back from y'all. Like, how do you trust yourself? What are ways that you are doing that? Write that in a review, reach out to me, send me a message, right? I want to hear from you about how you are practicing trusting yourself, right? And maybe again, trust in the process, right? Having faith in the universe, but do you have faith in yourself? Think about that. All right, that's what I got for you today. And I cannot wait to hear what your thoughts are on this. Yeah, remember this, be so grateful for your life. Be so grateful that you have a moment to even debate this with yourself, that you are still walking in your path. Yes, what a great thing to be alive. And if you are healthy, well, and I hope you are, what a fantastic thing in these times for sure. Remember this, I love you. Tell someone you love them today. You know, we can't hear it. I can't hear it enough. I can't. So send me that too as well. And listen, remember this, affirm yourself. I am, I am, I am. I can, I can, I can. I will, I will, I will. Keep breathing. Stuff changes.